Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
From Black Club Chicago, Jen Sabella joins us with what we call extremely local news. Jen, good morning. Let's talk first about the city council taking up that idea of lowering the default speed limit in Chicago to 25 miles an hour. Now, this is because all of the numbers say we're going to save the lives of pedestrians and also people in cars, also drivers. Is that it?
Good morning, Bob. We've had a pretty rough few years for traffic crashes and deaths. This is not only pedestrians and bicyclists, but this is also just people driving. Lots of speeding happening since the pandemic. I think when the roads were really wide open, people went a little crazy, and that didn't really stop after restrictions lifted there. So a city council committee is considering this move, so it's nothing set in stone yet. They're talking about moving the default speed limit from 30 to 25 miles per hour. We actually have other stories we published today. This is happening all over in different neighborhoods where just certain stretches of street are becoming very dangerous, and people are, you know, flying down these streets, and it's causing a lot of fatalities and injuries. So they did this in New York. They lowered the default speed limit to 25 miles per hour, and they said that the move reduced annual pedestrian deaths by 23%. And there are other ways that the city is trying to address this. They are narrowing roads. They are adding, you know, barrier bike lanes and kind of bump out curbs so you have a little bit more room to stand if you're waiting to cross the street. And there was a lot of pushback when Mayor Lori Lightfoot implemented the speed cameras that could give you a ticket for going six over. So this would make that even lower, that speed limit. If you are speeding, you know, going 36 miles per hour, you would get a ticket. Even less than that under this change. So we'll see what happens. The Pedestrian Traffic Committee has taken it up. It hasn't been considered by the main city council yet, but we are keeping an eye on it, especially as all of these pedestrian and traffic deaths continue to climb.
A lot of people are concerned that this is another way for tickets to be issued, and it's a cash grab, and others are concerned about the cost of replacing, I think one estimate was 10,000 speed limit signs. So who's going to pay for that? So this is far from a done deal, isn't it?
Exactly. And you know, the city's claiming that this is going to be a cash neutral change, that with all the traffic changes and the sign changes, by the time they spend all that money, all the money for ticketing won't really make that much of a difference, but we'll see, and we'll definitely be digging into those numbers.
Let's talk a little bit about how the neighborhoods of Edgewater and Rogers Park are being affected by the sudden closure of Dom's Kitchen and Market.
Yeah, this is a really interesting story. We heard from a Northside food pantry that had received 52,000 pounds of food last year from Dom's. And this is a lot of like prepackaged food that goes to people in need, and different grocery stores donate to this nonprofit, which is called Care for Real. But they showed up on April 23rd for their pickup, and they were turned away when everybody, including the staff at Dom's, learned that the whole company was shutting down, including all of the Foxtrot locations in the city. So this nonprofit is now scrambling to kind of fill this gap. They were getting a lot of this food from Dom's. There's a ton of demand on the far north side for food assistance. So they are asking anyone at other grocery stores or anyone who can donate to the pantry to step up. It's been unclear what happened with all of the food that was left in Dom's and Foxtrot. Staff members were seen throwing out a lot of it, which is unfortunate. And we have yet to hear from them about why they closed so abruptly. So the staffers are suing. There's a class action lawsuit underway, and they're trying to get some provisions put in place in legislation that would require these stores to pay up for these abrupt closures without any notice to staff or customers.
All right. We'll keep checking blockclubchicago.org for more on that. Let's talk about the Westtown hot dog stand that is now offering plant-based options and alcohol along with classics.
Yes.
So it's Ducks. Well, it used to be Ducks. What is it now?
It used to be Ducks, yeah. It's now called Modern Relish. It was purchased by a couple who took over Ducks, which had been around for 70 years and was once a big chain throughout Chicago, but it narrowed down to just one location in the past few years. They were apparently unable to buy the name Ducks, so they changed it to Modern Relish. They got that liquor license. They added a patio. The whole inside of the hot dog stand, which was pretty rough looking, not going to lie, has been upgraded and replaced. So it's nice and shiny and new, and they have the same Chicago-style hot dogs and burgers and pizza puffs and everything that you would expect from a Chicago hot dog stand, but now they have a little bit more. They are offering catering, they have veggie dogs, and beer, wine, and they have boozy slushies coming, and this big expanded patio. So they're hoping to make it less of just a pop-in hot dog stand late night after the bar and more of a sit-down, have your hot dog, have a beer, or an Italian beef during the day or with your family, just a little bit more of a stick-around restaurant.
Good luck to Modern Relish, 636 North Ashland. And Millennium Park's summer schedule has been announced, and they've got everything on there from movies to exercises. Tell us about this.
Yes, this is always our favorite time of the year because it means summer is coming. It's so close. The Millennium Park Workout Series kicks off May 18th, where there will be free Pilates, yoga, cardio, kickboxing, and Zumba in the park. The schedule is on our website, blockclubchicago.org. We also have the full movie lineup, so there you can go see E.T., Barbie, once again, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, which is a classic at the park, and other Oscar winners like American Fiction. So, yeah, you can see the full schedule there. We also have a full music lineup. Just a lot happening in the park for free this summer. You could go bring your blanket, bring a picnic basket, and it's just such a beautiful experience. It's one of my favorite parts of living in Chicago in the summer. So check out the schedule there and get your calendar updated.
Yeah, those summer workouts start this month too. Jen Sabella, thank you. Have a nice day, Jen.
You too. Thanks, Bob.